Judge and Commissioners, we appreciate very much the William Joel Bryan Chapter of Sons of Republic of Texas to appear before you and continue something that started 36 years ago last month. And then the last time it was touched was, I believe, 31 years ago in October. But that's because the time hadn't come and the opportunity wasn't there. And we think it's here today to create an open-air historical park in land that most everybody would think of as Boonville Cemetery. But Boonville Cemetery really is two tracts of land. And we'll look at that in just a moment and see what it is. The top picture without the cabin on it is a looking kind of northwest from Boonville Road at the open property there, and where we would propose that we take advantage of an opportunity to get an 1855 log house, been dated by some assistance from the university, as having been the logs cut sometime during the year of 1855, and to think the cabin was built then. And it'd be right inside the entrance to the cemetery, and to the left, an easy walk through the walk gates that are there. And we have visited with a number of organizations. This is just a few. TMPA is the owner of the cabin, and they have agreed to give it to us. It is subject to approval of the Texas Historical Commission, and we're working on that, have been doing so for close to a year now. David Woodcock is... don't believe David is here. He said he's going to try to be. He's certainly our community's foremost authority on historic preservation. He was in charge of that department with the university for a number of years. And he has, there's a letter in files that I'll leave with you wholeheartedly recommending what we do. We've had an inquiry from a seventh grade history teacher in the Bryan ISD. Asking when are you going to get it, when can I start using it to take students out there for them to learn about what the early days of Texas were, the Brazos Historical Heritage Society, Brazos County Historical Commission, Brazos Valley Museum, Bryan City Council. Of course, our chapter is kind of the organizer and the sponsor of it. And then all of those were written communications. We have verbal support from all of these groups except for the Star of Texas Museum. They have not been requested to weigh in at all, but we do hope to rely on them for some help in furnishing the facility to make it as near like it may have been furnished in 1855 as we possibly can. What we're talking about is saving an 1855 dog trot log house. It's 51 feet wide, 19 feet deep. It's two bays and a dog trot, the open area that goes through the middle. As it was used in later years, and their porches, front and back, but they closed in the dog trot and really made an extra room in the house. Our plan would be to take the enclosure off the front so it looks like it did when it was in the beginning, but leave the enclosure on the back so people can see how it would have been at two different times through there. The Boonville area, which I'm going to refer to as a historical park, is the absolute perfect place. It is a Republic of Texas era cemetery and adjacent land. It has a pretty good 24/7 security in that it's fenced. It can be lit more if it needs to be. You can't get in with vehicles. If somebody's to go in there and try to do something, they're going to have to walk across open spaces carrying furnishings or whatever else and be pretty obvious that they're doing something they shouldn't do. So we think it's visible. We think it's accessible. We think it's protected. We think it's historic. It's everything that that you should want for that purpose. We hope that this is a first step in developing that as a park, and We really want to build on encouragement that was given to this court 31 to 36 years ago to do just this. And we'll look at some of the names and some of the people that did that in just a little bit. But if you look at this as a map, essentially it's going to move from one end of Highway 30 to the other end of Highway 30 that's now, well, a little bit extension of Highway 30, Boonville Road. But essentially, when you get come off the property where it sits, you never get off the road you're on till you get to where we're going to set the house down. And we think that's significant. And if you really want to go back while it's in Grimes County, at a time just before, in fact, up to the time Texas was created as an independent entity, Brazos and Grimes County were part of Washington County. So those counties were together. They were one just a very short time before this cabin was built. This picture doesn't show as well, but it's just a little closer up of Boonville Cemetery, and I think we have another one right behind that. Frankly, our recommendation is not critical to it, but there's one letter difference. Town of Boonville has 17 letters in it. Boonville Cemetery has 18. And as a part of this, we'd like to propose that those letters be removed and new letters put up there using the same cemetery and say, taking the cemetery part, moving it back to where the cemetery is, and then say Town of Boonville there as opposed to Boonville Cemetery. And the map to the left is the original plat of Boonville. If you'll see where the red asterisk is, kind of the upper left-hand corner, that is a tract of land, the lot number 12, that was purchased by the county in 1890 to bring the cemetery out to what was the Boonville Road. Lot number 1, which is mostly cemetery, was acquired at the same time we became a state. I mean, became a county within the state. And so it dates back to the creation of Boonville. But it's that one separate piece that it was acquired to be a burial, used as a burial ground, but we have a number of attorneys that are in our chapter. One is here today, Judge Tom McDonald, and they have collectively said that if you do something on that property that speaks to the cemetery, such as a plat of who's buried in there and where they're buried, and have that somewhere loosely associated with where the cabin is, then you're okay. We're not doing anything that would be contrary to what that deed says. And I believe there were 5 attorneys in the group, and they all agreed with that. So I think we'd be on comfortable ground, but I think they'd also be willing to give, support for that position if you'd like to have it. The map on the right was in the Eagle in 1982, and if you see the red line that goes across there, the red is my doing, but there was a black dotted line before. That's where the original fence was. When in 1982, the Commissioner's Court decided they really did need to assert their control of the property and start managing it and keeping it up and stop the vandalism and what have you. That's where the fence existed. It was taken down, and the perimeter fence was put out there, and then the very handsome fence that's in front and the entrance was put in place. The area to the left is where we would propose that this cabin be relocated, parallel to the back fence line and in facing out to the traffic that's coming from the east. And that is exactly the same orientation that the cabin has today. It would be facing south and with the back to the north, and that's it is where it is, and it is what it'd be there. The middle star is on a foundation that's out there. A little bit of uncertainty as to what that foundation, but it's a perimeter beam that goes around 16 feet by 16 feet, which happens to be the exact dimensions that the original courthouse was thought to be. And some say that was an old grocery store that was there for a long time, and the courthouse maybe was somewhere else. It could be where in 1936 the courthouse was located and brought back there for the centennial. Nobody knows, but it's in a very shaded area. And sometime phase two, we'd like to reconstruct that 16 by 16 courthouse and have it there, and then have some ideas about some things around it. In terms of statues honoring Harvey Mitchell and Mordecai Boone, who is supposedly a nephew of Daniel Boone, and then Sam Houston, who came there regularly and made speeches and what have you. And then the third star over to the right There is another log house that's disassembled, but it's supposedly the oldest house in Brazos County that still exists, not as a house, but the components of it are there. And if the folks would be willing to do it, to allow it, that maybe if we can get the support and have a phase three, you might bring a second house in and have it on that side and kind of have those three pieces stretching across the front. And that would be, at least in our vision, the kind of the extent of it, although the first one is the one that we will be focused on primarily. This, you might say, how can you take something in 1855, it's been out in the open and largely neglected all these years, and make it something we'd be proud to have? This is a cabin, happens to have been in my wife's family over in Walker County. They had nothing to do with later ownership, and it was given by other parts of the Grant family. But the top picture is what it looked like when it was given to the Sam Houston Museum. The bottom picture is not complete, but what it looks like today. And so and the cabin we're talking about is light years better than the one we're looking at in the top. TMPA has been under Texas Historical Commission's supervision in terms of maintenance of the cabin, and they have had to spend money annually to make sure it was protected and taken care of. And with the exception of the east wall, the cabin is in splendid shape. If you walked inside, you might think it was built yesterday, except for the cobwebs and the dust and the what have you. They still have, it's red cedar, and the walls, the still red. It just looks like not as bright as a new cut log, but it's pretty bright. This is a cabin to the left, the only good picture I had there, and you can see some openings. It doesn't look great, but it will look great. The two right pictures are views from the inside. You can see the doorways and then the walls and see how solid they are and in very good shape. It had lofts, at least one loft, looks like maybe two, but we'll put the lofts in it when we do it and have stairs or a stairway to get up to that. The Texas Historical Commission was concerned. I made a mistake early to saying we want to put it in Boonville Cemetery. And so they cabbaged onto that, and they said, you know, we don't know about something going in the cemetery and whether that's a compatible use. Well, it's not going in the cemetery, but they asked that there be a ground-penetrating x-ray test done in the proposed area where it'd be located. We were able to get assistance from A&M again for this, and a graduate student, PhD student, this is part of his work, has done extensive amounts of it in major places around Texas, has done the area within the Red Square, and there are no graves as well as can be determined from this technology in that area at all. There are some disturbed areas of land. There were 10 pecan trees planted there by commissioners 20 years ago. I think maybe one of them still lives. But it would be where the other nine were would be some of the disruptions, and you could have varmints that were digging in the ground and what have you that would have created some of those. But the site's clean. There's no risk of there being a burial there. And the truth is that the Texas Brazos County Historical Commission says that they believe that there were no graves in any of this area that is what we're calling the Boonville Heritage Park. This is a radar conclusion. It is our professional opinion that there are no areas of high excavation risk within the profiles. And Tim DeSmit was a lead on that. Dr. Mark Everett was his professor and kind of rode side saddle with him on it. They also wanted something to try to date the log cabin. And Professor Charles Lofton in geography agreed to take that task on. You can't really see it, but if you had the piece of the log and were looking at it, you see real tiny pencil, the glare of the lead from the pencil. And he dated it and developed a technology using existing information on comparable type trees. And that's where he came up that either 1852 or 1854, there's two potentially false rings. He concluded, based on some other reasoning, that the two that look to be false really are not. They are real rings, so that's where he got to 1854. Then there's a partial ring, and so that tells him that's the year in which it was cut. It was 1855. And he says historic significance of the cabin, 1853 versus 1855. That's the dilemma in his mind, but he came down on the side of 1855. But it says it's certainly within those two periods. The Texas Historical Commission wanted anybody that moved it to consult with a professional builder. We have done that with a group in Waco. The building should have a orientation to the compass as it does now. We've done that. Photographs and drawings and what have you, we will have those done if all approvals are given and move forward. And then we have complied with all of the pieces that they ask us to do, and it would be done deliberately all the way through. But we have complied with every single suggestion that they have made to make it go. Margaret Van Bavel, in 2001, when she was leaving here, wrote a message, and she is the one that actually located the cabin in 1987 and kind of brought it to everybody's attention. But she said, "It has been my dream that the cabin could be moved to a more visible location where the Texas citizens can learn about the skills of the pioneers of the middle 19th century to build a home in the wilderness and to raise a family under primitive conditions." These, we won't read them all, but you'll see the second one down was May 1977. It was the first communication we know with the Commissioner's Court, and it Cornelius and Margaret Van Bavel stated that we hope that serious consideration be given to developing the remaining site of Boonville into an open-air museum for restored old buildings. The rest of these, you'll see up on the top one, Judge W.T. McDonald, Judge McDonald here today, that's his father, Margaret Van Bavel, Dr. Milton Nance, Professor Emeritus of History, were Cornelius Van Bavel, Chairman of Citizens of Historic Preservation. All were a part of the effort to get the county to accept the fact that you own the property and to put it in the condition that you have it today, and all of the other that we have there support that, and there'll be a copy of this whole document left with you, so if you'd like to go back and read any of those, you're welcome to do so. This is an article that was in the paper in 1982 at the time it was approved to build the fence, and Commissioner Billy Beard is quoted in there, underlined in red, saying that the non-cemetery portion was to be preserved as a historical park. We thought that was interesting that at least to the extent he was speaking for the commissioners, that was committed back in those days. This is a wonderful opportunity for us to receive a jewel, in fact, a prize of Texas history. And to be able to have it here in our community in a very public place is, we as an organization are excited about the chance to be a part of it. And we would hope that the Commissioner's Court would accept that, would embrace it, and give us permission to see that facility is donated to the county, becomes an asset of the county. There would be no expense whatsoever of the county putting it in place. As I've said to the judge previously, I think it will be so active that in time you'll need to enlarge the parking that would be out there. I think if school children start coming in frequent numbers and in school buses, I believe that'll be the case. I think you'll have to put a minimal type restroom facility somewhere out there. But beyond that, and those are in the future, we believe that's all that will be involved. It'll be in first-class shape and something I think we can all be very proud of. And thank you for letting me take so much time. Be happy to answer any questions.
There's a provision you talk about the gates of the walk-through gates, and what kind of provisions do you feel like there would be maybe parking area, because it's right here on Angle Road. Is there an area?
I think there is. There's not much alternative either to figure a way to put a larger parking lot with where you maybe still go through the gate, but then you have another enclosed area, but would have more parking spaces. Or you could, if the state would allow you to have another entry, move down, say, to the east, and have a parking lot that goes in there, and then maybe you come out of that parking lot and walk down the sidewalk and go in the existing entrances into the cemetery. There's a lot of people that'd be a whole lot better equipped to kind of make those evaluations than we would be. We're comfortable with the security like it is. We don't think there's anything further needed other than possibly some lighting. I didn't mention it's also our plan that we'd put a would like to put a Six Flags display, so that you had somewhere out with the tall poles and the Six Flags over Texas flying to kind of acknowledge that there is something important there, and to go back to the Republic of Texas era. It's ironic that there's a challenge. Texas Historical Commission has kind of been dragging their feet. We think they're going to approve it, but they readily acknowledge if TMPA sells that land that they have no say over what's done with the cabin. They can come in there and bulldoze it. They can come in there and burn it. They can just let it leave there, stay there and rot. And they have a chance to put it in a governmental ownership, in a well-maintained and protected location that the public can see, and on the same road that it's lived since 1855. So I think it's a terrific opportunity for us, and our organization, frankly, is very pleased to be a part of helping maybe get that to happen.